Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Braindance is an independent film festival and school based in London and operates around the world in New York, Los Angeles, Vancouver, Toronto, Budapest, Berlin, Brussels, Guadalajara, and Dubai. The festival itself was established in 1992 by Elliot Grove and his partner, Suzanne Ballantyne, and over the past 32 years, we've developed a reputation as the place to discover and be discovered. We're an advocate for new voices, first or second time filmmakers, and edgy under the radar films.
So tell us about Raindance New York. How long has that been going on?
I've been running Raindance New York since 2017, and this is our second year running the shorts night. It'll be on Monday, November 4th at the Marjorie S. Dean Little Theater on West 64th Street. Our amazing lineup this year includes 22 short films of less than 10 minutes in length by some of the most amazing filmmakers in New York and beyond. We have something for everybody, from mainstream to the avant-garde and animation, comedy, documentaries, horror, narrative, even a couple that are blends live action and animation.
I want to talk about short films in particular. I would imagine that that is the way for budding filmmakers to really get their foot in the door, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone starts making a short film. It's just a fantastic way to really start learning how to develop a story, how to work the camera, how to work the sound. That's the worst. And all that stuff, and put it all together and actually learn how to tell a story.
Yeah, and I would imagine it's almost like a business card for a budding director or a cinematographer. It's the way you show how you do your thing.
Yeah, and you don't have to, it's a lower barrier to entry in terms of, you know, funding it. I mean, you can shoot it on your phone. You could shoot it on a DSLR, and you don't have to spend $40 million to make a short film. And plus, the added benefit, you get more instant feedback than having to wait, you know, 3 years to develop the project and get it done.
Right. It's amazing. We have the technology now. You can literally do it on your phone. So is there any particular genre that's really hot now when it comes to indie film in general, short films?
This year, I think we're seeing more personal stories. You know, the changes of life, you know, love lost, the asking of spiritual questions. We're starting to see comedy making a comeback. But I think in general, so many people are just kind of tired, and they want to feel something that they haven't felt in a really long time.
What about horror? That's always popular, right?
yeah, horror is always fun. And I think it's one of the most popular genres, and it's a lower barrier of entry. You know, there's the old saw, but the old adage that you know, you take a bunch of young kids, throw them up in a house in the woods, and you chop them up, and that's your horror movie.
Ew.
And, but it's if you look at the history of horror films, there's a lot of those stories out there that just kind of happen.
Even horror comedy has become a thing, I think.
Absolutely.
So the state of the movie and television industry is really still in flux, I would say, following the pandemic, for one thing, and the recent union strikes, both the writers and the actors. How is that impacting the indie film scene?
It's certainly been an interesting time to be in this business, that's for sure. To the extent that they can, film and TV are coming back because of cord cutting. I think that's kind of a larger issue. Budgets are getting smaller. And as a result, projects will need people who know how to work with these smaller budgets. And that's the perfect opportunity for indie filmmakers, because we work with smaller budgets all the time. And it's the only way we can get projects done.
There is an educational component to the festival, right? Tell us about that.
Education has always been at the heart of everything Raindance does all over the world. This year, we partnered with filmmaker and podcaster Noam Kroll, who will be exploring for us the concept of micro-short filmmaking. He's developed an amazing workflow for filmmakers to develop their skills faster, and he'll be sharing that with us.
What is a micro-short film?
It's basically a three-minute project that's not really designed for festivals or anything other than testing out gear, working with actors, testing out story ideas, maybe learning how to use a new feature in software editing. Those sorts of things.
It's how interesting.
It's kind of a doodle.
So, pressure's off, really, for that.
Yeah.
It's just
about
learning.
Yeah, and the thing is, too many filmmakers get too in their heads about, oh, well, I have to go do this, and I'm going to do this short, and it's going to be like everybody's going to see it, and it's got to be great, and if it's not great, I'm not going to do it. And it's like, well, if you don't know how to work your camera, how do you get to that part where it's great? So,
right. Cecil B. DeMille and the Ten Commandments had to start somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
Right. All right. Tell us how folks can learn more about the festival, about Raindance in general, and get tickets to this.
Sure. Folks can go to raindanceny.org to find out more and get their tickets. And, we'll love to see everybody come out on November 4th.